It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's just a, I can't answer your question beyond, beyond that.
What?
A man goes to a doctor. He says, doctor, I don't know if my wife has TB or VD. The doctor says, chase around the bed. If she coughs, f*** her.
It's disgusting.
That's not appropriate.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. What? That's the Aflac duck, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, Gilbert Gottfried.
He was also a parrot in Aladdin.
I would have to be so drunk to go to a Gilbert Gottfried concert. I really would, or to see him at the Improv or something like that.
I TiVo'd his new special, where that's from.
It's the whole time, right? That's the level.
I can only watch about six jokes in a row, and then I gotta hit pause.
Ice cream headache.
We're going to meet a new employee here in a second, and we're also going to tell you that on the show today, we're having a modified version of an old favorite. The Power of 10 has been reduced. Yes, you clamored for it.
It's a sale, really.
You clamored for an opportunity to win money on this game, and we are reducing it. Mm-hmm. It's a half-price sale.
That's right.
Our games are insane.
The Power of 5. Rob has done the math on this. We're going to start, what is it, with a dime?
A penny.
A penny. All right, we start. Don't get mad at me.
Not
we're
going to
start with
what
a
are
penny.
You, Rockefeller?
I don't know. I don't do the math like you do. We start with a penny. Then if you get all five in a row, all questions, what is it?
Well, you go to penny, to a dime.
I didn't ask for the whole every level.
Yeah, he's going to give it to you.
Let me have my day.
Let him have it.
God.
Penny, dime.
Yeah.
Dollar, $10,
right.
Mike,
right,
$100.
So your chance of $100 with Power 5. We'll play that later on in the show today. I'd like to welcome in a very special guest from the morning show here at WJFK in Washington, D.C., the workhorse, the man that does all the heavy lifting,
the
guy that does the dirty work when the other boys just blow it off. I'm talking about the one, the only, Johnny Cakes Ovid.
Mike, Buzz, Rob, it's my goal to do every show on the station today.
That's good.
I've already done our show.
Right.
I was in with Big O and Dukes.
Right.
I'm now doing your show.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to leave our Junkette Search tonight and sit in with Jim Rome somehow.
That's
and
good.
And then I'll do the overnight with David Stein, Sporting News Radio.
At home.
You're better than I am when you know the overnight show here.
Yes, I know.
Is there really a guy named David Stein?
I believe he hosts Sporting News Radio.
I thought it was David Gold.
I thought it's Ben Stein's son. Hi, this is David Stein.
Do you have any scores?
I'm really excited. We're going to be doing a sports show on Sporting News Radio. This is David Stein. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Cakes, here's the deal.
Yes.
You guys we tentatively had planned to have all the junkies come in on a Friday's BYOB Happy Hour show.
Yes.
And incidentally, I'm calling it Happy Hour again.
Okay.
I'm changing it.
I'm happy about
it. It's our Happy Hour show.
Happy Hour 2008.
Happy Hour starts 4 o'clock on the Mike O'Mara Show this Friday. But the Junks will not be appearing this Friday. Because I wanted all the boys in here.
Well, of course we do.
Because if you want the Junkies, you want all the Junkies. And what did we say in the office? Tell Cakes what you and I said in the office yesterday. Beth Ann comes in and said, hey, tentatively we've got the Junkies. And I said, you know what? The only guy that's going to do it is going to be Cakes.
Exactly.
That's the way it's going to work. Because you, my friend, are the workhorse.
Well,
you are the guy. You do the work. You are the guy that does all the grunt work. How long? You've known these guys for your entire life.
It's the cross I bear.
Yeah. Is it wearying?
It's what I do.
Is it wearying carrying them?
It is beating me down. Look at the bags under the eyes.
I know.
Very, very sad.
God bless you,
very,
though.
Very sad.
That and the sleep apnea is just kicking my ass.
Oh, that's not good.
You're not big enough to have that. Do you have that?
Oh, I have it.
You have the apnea?
I sleep with a machine every night.
You have the little oxygen mask.
You're goddamn right. I do the CPAP machine.
That sucks.
I feel it's a death sentence. Don't think it is.
But did it help you at all? No, it didn't.
Does
I'm
your
looking
wife
at your
ever...
eyes. I'm looking at your anus
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah,
right
does,
now.
It doesn't look like it's helped. I look refreshed?
Yes. Does your wife ever unplug it?
She does not.
I think my wife probably would.
For some reason, she loves me.
Well, tonight, I know you're in town because you're going to be doing the Junkette Search at Velocity 5.
Yes, correct.
That starts at 7 o'clock. Is that
it
or
starts at 6.
6 o'clock. All right, so go out to Velocity 5. See the junkies out there. Tell your other guys out there.
I will.
You tell them that I want everybody. Because it's not thick enough unless everybody's here and everybody's getting rowdy.
All or nothing.
It's the
feast
dynamic.
Or famine.
I'll pass it along.
You are a personality in your own right, but you know what it's like when you get all you guys in a room.
Of course.
That's what's going to work. And guess what?
What?
We have a last-minute substitution. My man, the go-to man,
yes.
who are as hardworking as Cakes. I'm talking about Big O and Dukes.
Love
will be
them.
Here on
again.
Friday.
How do we get them?
You know, because that's just the way it's going to work.
Yeah. By the way.
Yes.
I believe I heard you will be at their one-year anniversary party on Saturday night Velocity 5.
If I'm not too hungover.
As will I.
Yes, I think that's going to be a good thing. It's called Synergy.
Yes, it'll be a great time.
It's what we're doing.
Now, let me turn the tables on you, Cakes, because the last time I was on your show, you guys asked if my wife had a problem with me collecting Buzz Babes. And
yes.
So you're doing a junkette search
we
tonight.
Are.
How do your wives feel about that?
I think they're all pretty much just used to the routine.
They got used to
it. Yeah, they know that it's business. You separate business from pleasure. The Buzz Babes and the Junkettes are all about business, spreading the word.
The bottom line, gentlemen, is you cannot have a stinky studio filled with testosterone without having spokesmodels for a broadcast.
No,
I think that's true.
It's essential. You know, we knew that from the Junkies when they started with the Junkettes. That's why the Buzz Babes, and the more the merrier. I think that's the more spokesmodels we have on a Friday walking up and down the hallways of WJFK, the better. That's
let me
the
give
way
a
I
golf
look at
clap
it.
To the Buzz Babes who I met out at the Black Gold promotion.
Well, thank you. That's very
all
kind.
Ravishing, fine young lasses.
Well, CK's going to work on it, Cakes. We're going to coordinate it so all you guys are going to be here. And I'm talking lurchy. Too.
Yes, bring ass in here.
I want this kind of pressure on him that if there are three of you guys here at 4 o'clock,
right,
and he's like a no-show, I'm standing pat on
that's
this
right.
one.
We
it's got to be the original guys.
I will say this: if one of them misses it, it's not money.
No, it's not.
Back in the cab, you go.
All right, silly, go out to your appearance. Have a good time.
Thank you, guys.
And let's bring in our next victim here.
Special
our next
guest,
our brand new employee.
That's right.
We have a new salesperson.
Yes.
I think she would best be described as...
Is it Faith?
It's Faith.
It is.
She's taller than me. Way taller.
She is. She's statuesque.
Never mind.
Let's bring her in.
I'll save that line.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she comes. Directly from the beaches of Santa Monica.
Our newest sales representative.
Of course, Faith.
Is she from the other coast?
I don't know where she's from. We're going to find out right
she
now.
She comes now.
So a nice round of applause for our newest salesperson,
Welcome,
Faith.
Welcome, Faith.
Have a seat, Faith. Put the headphones on.
All
Welcome.
Right.
How are you?
You've changed your voice, Mike.
I can actually hear the way you two got quiet there for a second.
Well, no, because
you know what that was the sound of? That was the sound of ogling.
That was the sound of men watching a woman sit down.
Faith, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Are you new to the radio sales biz?
Indeed.
Indeed?
I am.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need the gum, though, in the studio. That's just a rule we have.
Yeah.
Please. Thank you.
Very it's nice. A professional broadcast.
It's facility.
I hope you brought
orbit.
Enough for everyone.
Faith, where are you from?
Gainesville.
Gainesville, Texas?
No, Virginia.
Virginia, wonderful. Oh. And you're happy to be here at WJFK?
Yeah.
Everybody making you feel nicely at home and all that good stuff. Drew? Oh, are you going to take a picture?
Well,
that's one of our interns,
MikeOMeraShow.com.
Well, we're happy to have you here. I would say to describe Faith, she is a blonde, about 5'10 and a half.
5'11 and a half.
What's a 5'11 and a half?
Whoa.
Now you are very athletic looking. You look like, seriously, you might have played sports. Did you play sports?
I did.
Softball?
No.
No?
Well,
archery?
Ninth grade, sure. And then I quit.
What was your sport?
Swimming.
Yeah.
Swimming.
You have that
swimming.
Athlete's bod.
And basketball.
And basketball.
And how young are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23.
23 years young.
Really?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. isn't that something?
Who is responsible for this hire? Was it Mr. Hedges?
Mr. Hedges. Jim.
Send him a note, Rob, please.
Thank you note.
And some flowers.
Send him a little note from me. And have you listened to WJFK before this?
Absolutely.
You were always a big fan, right?
Absolutely.
And of course, you're going to go out there. Have you had a chance to meet the elder statesman of the show, Mr.
Yes,
Burbank?
Yes, I did. Hello.
Hi again, Faith.
He's yeah, of course. Foolish me, thinking that you didn't meet her before.
Since Faith has arrived, we all have hope.
That's my sister's name, actually.
Soon after you got here did Mr. Burbank make himself available to you?
Today, can we say?
Yeah.
The
moment
can
I arrive.
Is there something I don't know?
I'll let you know what parts to leave out. But
oh
no, that's fine.
And you realize that this show, of course, is the in a way we are the new kid on the block, mm-hmm. even though we've been here all of us for a very long time, and we're looking forward to doing anything we can to assist you. Now, normally I would.
And
give,
I hope you return the favor.
I would. Somebody wants to correct Rob. Hold on a second.
Oh, don't take that.
Well, let's
call.
Go right
I'm
to
sorry.
That.
This is Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, what do you want to correct Rob about?
I need to correct him about his power of 5.
Oh, really?
That's correct. Because if he did the power of 10, it would be a dime, a penny and then a dime. But if it was the power of 5, it would be
no.
A penny, a nickel, $2.50, $12.50, and $50.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
No,
we're calling it the power of five because we're multiplying. Just because we're doing multiples of 10 doesn't mean we can't call it the number for the power of five because we're doing five levels, ass.
Who was your fifth grade teacher?
If you're giving this much thought to a radio show, you might want to reconsider priorities.
No, but that's what I'm telling them. That's right, Rob. We're multiples of 10.
We're changing
But it's the
it.
Power of five because we're going
there's
to five.
Five levels. There's, what you need to do is call your fifth grade teacher and get a refresher on place value.
What will the levels be again? I hung up on this guy.
Just
I don't want to
play
tell penny, dime, dollar, $10, $100.
Simple. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be any simpler.
It's a variant on a Price is Right
and
game.
And we've cut it down from
game.
10 to 5 mm-hmm. because we're giving our listeners a chance to win. Because
it's tough, Mike.
Faith, I apologize.
You only have to respect
don't be
it.
Sorry.
I really, really apologize. Now, are you? You're 23. Obviously, you can't be married,
half
right?
As much.
Actually.
You're married?
I'm married.
Oh, my God. When did you get married? How old were you?
Much
when
too
I was
young.
20.
20 oh, years.
My. Did you marry him so he could buy you beer?
Wine.
Wine.
Was it a? It wasn't one of those shotgun weddings.
No.
Was it?
No.
Really,
that didn't happen.
No, no kiddies in this house.
Incredibly young to get married.
Yeah.
And is he in the same age group?
No, he's 3 years.
He's
older.
67. He is
Jeff Hedges.
How old is he?
Funny, isn't it?
It is Jeff, actually. No.
Jeff's a wonderful guy.
He is. Of course.
Yes, make sure you know he's frightening to see occasionally when he has that temper of his.
I
but
just, I don't
never seen it.
All right, thanks for throwing me under the bus with that, guys.
He ran under that bus.
He couldn't be more charming. So how old's the hubby?
He's 26.
26?
26.
And how did how did the family feel about that? It's awfully young to
that
get married.
That is a little young.
Was the family for it, against it, terrified? What's going on?
No, he's a really good guy. And I actually met him when I was 16.
Oh, great.
Oh,
okay.
So yeah.
If that happened and you were my daughter, he'd have a double-barreled shotgun looking in his butt.
Well, you know.
I swear to God, that's very, 16.
Yeah. You know, my dad had to go with us on the first date.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
So your parents got to know this guy, and so 16. I'm just trying to do
he
the
was
math.
19.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He was 19. Okay.
When they met.
There you go. Fifth grade math.
Right on the board.
Place value. Right.
And stuff. And then, so this is your childhood sweetheart that you ended up marrying.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any kids?
No.
Yeah, any plans for any children at all?
Eventually.
What's this gentleman do, if you don't mind me asking?
He is a government contractor.
A government contractor.
Is he also tall?
He is about my height.
We could really breed some good tall kids.
Yeah, basketball players.
You sound like Liddy. Yes, she's strapping a fine swimming athlete, and I have chosen her for her broad shoulders and her height and her math acumen. Do you think that, have you done anything close to radio sales before? This is brand new for you, or?
Well, I've never done radio, but I did car sales, actually.
Car sales, cool.
Ah,
so,
car
you know,
sales.
Car sales, infinitely more difficult. Really? We have many, many, many lower IQs in radio
Here
sales.
You have the advantage of selling thin air, something you can't hold in your hand.
It's intangible.
That's right. Selling air. Well, I just want to say that on the Mike O'Mara Show, anything, and I mean anything that we can do for you, we'll make ourselves available.
All right? Okay.
Seriously. It would be an absolute pleasure. And you ask Leo Donahoe. I don't say this to many people.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. You know, normally, anyone who doesn't look like you, I will bring in here and tell them whether they're fired or not.
That's right.
That's the way that works. This is the second. There's another lady. Is her name Robin?
Yes.
We met Robin today, and she is also a tall, blonde lady.
Yes.
Wow.
It's very, very – it's starting to improve around WJFK.
It's true.
And now I ask, do you have any clients on the air yet? Because this is your golden opportunity to give them a complete free plug on this very valuable airspace.
Best Buy so far.
Best Buy? Good one.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Hey,
not bad, not bad
nice
at
job.
All. I get all my stuff at Best Buy.
Me too.
Yes, I do. Faith, good luck.
Thank you.
We're welcome. Happy to have – and what's the hubby's name again?
Jeremy.
Jeremy the Cradle Robber. That's good.
There
well, I'm a
go.
Cradle Robber as well,
oh,
so that's okay.
Kick our asses. Right.
Best to you and Jeremy. You did a great job on the show.
Thanks.
And, you know, go out there and get some rowdy bars that we can go to.
I'll
okay?
do it.
We're looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
That's Faith, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
there she
you.
Is.
Welcome,
yes.
Faith.
Ah, all right. Got time for a very quick first buzz update.
Okay.
I liked Faith coming in, and I liked watching her walk out of the room, too. Very nice lady.
Yeah,
why
nice
do you think
indeed.
I opened the door for her?
Very athletic. Mm-hmm. I mean, great. And when I said softball, if anybody's going to say, oh, my God, what's softball? I watch softball, and some of those women, the softball players, mm-hmm. are very, very hot. It's the unknown sport. You think of different sports like tennis as being the hottie sport, mm-hmm. but some of those babes that play softball
she's
are turbo hot.
She looks this. Like she could have been a volleyballer as well.
Yeah, she's long and lean.
In your mm-hmm. dreams.
Yes.
Very nice.
Exactly.
I have the balls.
She could be a Buzz babe. But she works here, so she can't be.
I guess not.
What do we got, Buzz?
A boy can dream.
Okay.
Well, we're not sure which is worse, having restless leg syndrome or taking the prescription medicines for it.
Oh, Mike. Mike! quit
there,
it.
There he goes again.
He got me again.
What about your pills?
Rob, the restless leg bit me again. Restless leg bit me.
RLS.
Oh, my God, what I started living in 295 and 395.
Is a real neurological disorder, and in real life, not that much fun. Whenever you try to relax or sleep, you get this weird bugs are crawling on me feeling, and your leg starts twitching uncontrollably. People who use Mirapex.
Put that down.
I've got face gum.
I know you do.
You're sniffing it.
It is.
How did it smell?
You like to smell her gum?
I'll have some of that. It's Orbitz, I understand.
Oh, very yeah. minty, oh, isn't yeah. it?
Is it minty?
Yeah, minty
you
fresh.
Like to smell,
right?
Rob?
Not at all.
He's such an old fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, I'm an old fuddy-duddy. I got something over here you can smell.
Yes. Drink your shake.
RLS is a real neurological disorder. It's not fun. You try to relax your sleep. You get the bugs crawling. You get the leg twitching.
Carla says she has it.
People who use Mirapex or Requip, then you'll be interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Any people who use those two prescription medicines to treat their RLS or even Parkinson's disease, they've noticed something else. Some of them say it made them do crazy things, and there is a scientific basis for that. Both drugs recreate dopamine, the chemical that our brain releases whenever we experience pleasure. Like when we're having sex. For some people, the pleasure is gambling. For others, it's shopping. Some say they have gained dozens of pounds on these drugs from too much eating. The drug increases your desire for whatever makes you happy. And some Mirapex and Requip users also report a compulsion for sex, many saying they have a hard time getting through the day without touching themselves.
Boobies!
In fact, they say the urge to do so is uncontrollable. The drugs apparently work this way in about 13% of their users.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
But what a randy 13% they are.
Wow, so if you take this drug for RLS, you're going to start getting out of control and pursuing things that make you happy.
A 13% chance you will gamble compulsively, touch yourself compulsively, or do other things you enjoy compulsively.
So, you know what the miracle is? I've never been on the drug. I'm kidding, of course. I'm here all week. Okay, Buzz.
If politics turns you on, then you'll want to know that most Americans think Barack Obama's a better kisser than John McCain.
Yeah, Mike.
Match.com says 77% of those polled prefer Obama for kissing, and that was true regardless of their political affiliation. Well, at least somebody's asking the tough question.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back with a little more buzz when we come back, and Dreama Denver also coming up on the show. When we come back, I'm going to continue to smell face gum.
Enjoy.
And don't forget Power of Five. I don't care what you think, mister.
No, it's fine.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.